Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're so glad to have you join us here. Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us. Man, we have got a topic for you today. Giving your power away, how to stop a serious waste of energy with Dr. Friedman. But before we get to that, I want to just mention a couple of things. We are so thrilled, honored to have Dr. Friedman join us here, not only continuing with the show, but an integral part of the holistic makeover. So he's going to be with us as we select the winners and also be working with people just the way he did last time. We've got an incredible lineup. It's about healing. It's about wellness. It's about living life full out. If you want to get rid of the shackles of fear, if you want to move beyond your stuckness, you want to call Dr. Friedman Schaub. You want to go to cellularwisdom.com, and we're going to give you lots more information. But giving your power away, especially around these upcoming holidays, this is a show that you all are going to want to hear. Now, brief introduction who Dr. Schaub is. I want to tell you that he is someone that has a personal journey that led him to this place, to be at this pinnacle of healing, led him to the place to move away from family traditions, to kind of go against the grain, to follow his heart, and to help people around the globe live life full out. When you step away from things that you're supposed to do and you declare the dream for yourself, that in itself raises you up. And once you're raised up the way Dr. Friedman Schaub has been raised up, that is the platform that you now use to help other people rise above the limitations that they've told themselves about for years. Today's show is about personal power. It's a show I'm very passionate about and not a show that I claim to know a lot about. My own personal journey around finding my personal power is one that we probably won't talk about today, but I will tell you there's nothing like it. When you step into the place of knowing that you're in that spot of personal power, it's the P spot, as I like to call it. When you know you're in it, you know you can never go back. But I have here with us an expert. And so today we're going to talk about something that Dr. Schaub is very passionate about. And you're going to get some information that's going to help you make a decision and decisions that will change your life. And if you don't want to do it alone, we're going to give you an opportunity to work with him. Welcome to the show. And what an incredible topic for today.
Thank you for having me. And I want to dispute that you are not an expert in personal power, because I really think not only with your journey, but also what you're offering people, that comes from your heart. And that comes with a truth that I think is your personal power. And you definitely have been standing up there now for a long time and shown your personal power. So you're like a beacon of hope and light for a lot of people that want to also be in the personal power place. And I want to thank you for doing this for the world.
Thank you for saying so. This is such an important place to be right now. I mean, we could look at the economy and we could look at things that are coming down, and we, you know, some days you wake up and you think, am I going to really be able to continue? You know, how do I not fall into the trap of overwhelm as we did a show? Remember that show?
Yes.
And so today and every day, you step up to the plate to help people, first of all, find that P spot, that personal power spot, mm-hmm. but then how to live that. And so when we think about that, what is personal power, you know, mean to you? You just, thank you for reminding me, by the way, Friedman. Thank you for reminding me that, yeah, for me, what I do and what I love and the place that I come from, I couldn't do this if I didn't love this every day and love our listeners. They are truly what inspire me.
Well, and, you know, with you, it's also that by being public, by being open, you have to be centered inside of yourself. You have to believe in what you're saying and what you're doing, because, you know, this is a very public forum that you have chosen, and there are a lot of possibilities to take things personally, to get judged, to get criticized, all those things that get us out of our personal power. And I think for me, personal power is this place where we live and speak and act from our truth. Now, that truth may always change, expand, and grow, but there is something that for every moment feels right. And most people, including myself, are going and went through times where we didn't live our truth, where we were not true to ourselves, where we're not in our centered personal power place. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I really believe this is one of the biggest energy drains on the planet right now. You know, we always want to conserve energy. But what about our own energy, our own personal power? We are draining it and giving it away freely and don't really get a lot for it. And so this show is about helping people to become more aware of how we are giving our power away and what can we do about it.
I want to use that sort of as a metaphor, the draining metaphor, because as I said to you earlier, before we even came on the air, this is such an important topic for me. And as I reflect and look back on my life and so many years, didn't really understand what personal power really meant. You know, do you stand up for things you believe in? Do you go against the grain? Or do you sacrifice things to get that next promotion, right? To get that next raise or whatever that is. And it all has a wear and tear. It did for me on my soul. It finally, ultimately, till I got the place where I couldn't do it anymore. You know, there was the straw, as Dr. Bonnie previously said, that literally broke my spiritual back.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're talking about, this drain, what comes to mind, and I want to ask you about it. When I think about this, I think about a slow leak. I think about, you know, if we use that tire as, you know, sort of an example, you can get the slow leak in the tire. You can get something that's a little bit more aggressive, or you could get the blowout riding down the road. And, you know, the question that I would ask you, how do we recognize that we're on the path to giving up our power?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think the slow leak is the most dangerous one because you are, you know, like a tire deflating continuously. And at some point you're not rolling as well. And at some point you're stuck and you don't even know how you got there. I have talked to people that have been in marriages for 20 years that had been abusive, that had been degrading, that had been literally robbing the person's power and draining the person's energy, and they still stayed in that relationship. And the reason why they stayed it, because it was a slow drain. It was not this violent breaking the back. It was not something that you could exactly pinpoint your finger down. It's just this slow deflating of the self. And the in addition to that, manipulation of believing that it's one's own fault, that you're not good enough, that you're selfish when you think about yourself, all those little messages that are sinking in from the outside that make you even more willing to not believe in your power and simply give it away. And so that drain is something I definitely want to focus on and talk about, because that's something we do every day. And we have to be really aware of when we are doing it. The big things where we get judgment from others, where we get fired from our job, where somebody is criticizing us and really showing us that we are rejected, that can also be an opportunity to drain our power and give it away. But at least it's only one focus, or it's more something big we can really wrap our minds around. And so that's easier to deal with often.
Yes, because what you're talking about, it's really a seduction.
It is.
You know, this personal power energy suck is really it's a seduction of a sort, because it happens over time to the point where you don't even know
exactly
that it's been happening.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that it's not then only in one arena.
No.
It just goes into others as well. So there may be the one area I was definitely in a situation at work when I worked in cardiology, where my personal power was drained. And it was seductive because it was a very prestigious hospital. It was told that this is going to be wonderful for your career and so on. So you are willing to make sacrifices.
Absolutely.
And then you are getting this little message that says, well, if you're not really doing what we want you to do, your contract will not be extended. So there is this fear message coming in. And lo and behold, your desire gets put on the back burner and you just continue to function more and more and give your power away. Now, what I noticed at that time is that my personal relationships also were more characterized by giving my power away. I was not really living what I wanted to live in my personal relationships, in my friendships, and I became smaller and smaller because my confidence, my self-worth, my connection to my truth disappeared. And it came to the point that all I identified myself with was my work. Mm-hmm. And you may want to ask yourself, how many of you are only seeing yourself as one identity, as, you know, what you're doing or the relationship you're in or whatever those things are that you have been identified yourself with, and not really seeing the whole picture of who you are? And that was what eventually broke my back, where I felt I'm living against my inner truth,
yes,
which was, you know, basically living against the grain internally, which was way harder for me to accept than living against the external grain. And so I had to make that decision. And it was certainly a decision that was sometimes more difficult than others, but I will never regret that I did this.
What's interesting is, and I don't know if this is true, but I want to give everyone out there an opportunity to call into the show today. And the reason I want to do that is this is such an important conversation. And I would love for you to get some direct help from Dr. Friedemann Schaub today on the show. And if you've got questions and you don't want to come on the air, just give Benny or Val the question and we'll get your question answered. But today is your day. It's a day that we want to include you in the conversation. You know, are you feeling that sense of powerlessness, hopelessness, stuck in a rut, all of that? And so let's make sure you have the opportunity. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And if you want to find out more about us, go to drpatlive.com. We have Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We're talking about your personal power, how to get it back, how to know you've gotten it back, and how to get comfortable keeping it back. We want to make sure that we open up the phone lines for those of you that would like to get a question on the show and get some information here. If there's something that you're going through, whether it's at work, relationship, or other places in your life, you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, Dr. Schaub, why don't we take a minute, because you've got something special to gift our listeners with as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have given this amazing tool out before, which is called the Empowerment Accelerator. And I want to offer it again because I think it's something that especially for this subject is crucial to have. It's a tool that allows you to program your subconscious and your cellular memory with a new belief, with a belief in yourself, a belief in your power, and literally let go of the old belief. It's something you can do every day for just 5 minutes, and it's changing the way you think, the way you act, the way you feel in a very short amount of time. The only thing you need to do is to be committed to it. It's very clearly explained how to do it, and all you need to do is just to email us at info@cellularwisdom.com. That's in one word, cellularwisdom.com. And we'll send you this document.
And we're going to be mentioning this again. It's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at cellularwisdom.com. Also, if you go to cellularwisdom.com, you're going to get to see exactly what we're talking about in terms of the way that Dr. Schaub works with people to help us all regain our personal power, get it back, keep it back, and help others, inspire others to do the same. Personal power, we've talked a little bit about. You know, let's talk about what happens when we do give it away. What are some of the things that show up in our lives? Because I don't know. I thought about this, right, for today, and I thought, do I know any people that really, 9 times out of 10, show up within that personal power? It's kind of an interesting conversation. And then when the answer comes to mind, you know, is it the people around me? Who are the people that do this? How do we know how to recognize it, Dr. Schaub?
When we give our power away, I think there are some clear indications. So there are the mental indications that often are certain subjects we are just circling around, obsessing about. I had a woman once telling me that she went to a fundraiser and then she said something, just made a remark to somebody she kind of knew, an acquaintance, and the people were looking at her like, what the hell did she just say?
Mm.
And then she was obsessing for about 2 weeks about that, thinking over and over, how did they react? What did I do wrong? How should I have said it differently? And spent a lot of her energy and mental focus on that subject and didn't even notice it. It was just like waking up in the morning, there it is. As soon as she had time, there it was. This is one of those little holes, these energy drains that are typical Another one is when you feel like you're in an inner conflict, when you're feeling there is a part of you that really resists doing something, fulfilling an obligation. For example, you have to go to this family Sunday dinner every time, and every Sunday you feel like, I don't want to go. It's just too much. It's an obligation. It's draining. The same conversations. I don't feel I can be myself. And you never stand up. And so a part of you wants to get out of it, and a part of you pulls you back in. That's another mental indication that you are draining your power. And then there are the emotional ones. Anxiety is one of those, where you just feel like small, where you feel insecure, lack of self-esteem. You drain your energy to the place where you feel depressed, where you have low energy and cannot really make a change or believe that you don't have what it takes to make a change. And that then eventually goes to the place where you simply feel also physically drained. And I think a lot of physical problems, especially chronic pains and chronic illnesses, have something to do with a slow and ongoing drain of personal power that leaves us in this place. And when I talk with people that have been dealing with chronic illnesses, they often tell me that it's the only way for them to take care of themselves. As long as they're ill, they don't have to put themselves in situations that are either creating anxiety, insecurity. In that little space they are left, they feel the safest and also the place where they can take care of themselves. And that's, you know, certainly a sign of having big time given your power away.
It's really kind of, you know, this conversation is so important because I think if we kind of looked around, if all of us, and all of you listening to the show right now, I mean, if we all stopped for a minute and looked around at ourselves, we could identify points in time, places where even in the moment, we continue to give our power away.
Daily.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, there's that saying, you know, just say no. I don't know that it's that easy. And I wanted to ask you about that because there's a process around this as well. A lot of times in the examples you just referred to, if we are worrying about what we said, we'll then go to another person and say, hey, this is what I said. What do you think about that? And my gosh, what if they say, wow, you really messed up? Then what do you do with that? So how does this either stop so that we can regain it? And then what is the ripple effect where giving away our personal power really gains momentum exponentially?
You know, I think we have to start small.
We don't necessarily
solve the big problems right away and say, you know, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow and tell my boss what I really think about him. But really start more on that. Okay, let's say I'm going to go on a Saturday morning out of the house and I haven't showered yet and my hair is a mess and there is a neighbor and all I do is hiding behind the bushes because I don't want to be seen. That's a way of giving your power away because you are not standing up. You're not showing who you are. You're not engaging in a conversation. You're feeling, oh, I have to be this and that way in order to be acceptable. Start there and notice this. I was in a meditation group and we always did the walking meditation as a part of this meditation. And so we are walking in a circle and you're supposed to be in this very blissed out, meditative, inner peace place. But all I could think about was, well, I have to make my stride a little bit longer because otherwise there is too big of a gap and the people behind me will think it's too slow. And so I was constantly thinking about what other people are thinking about my way of doing the walking meditation and really realized, you know, that's a way of giving my power away. It didn't prevent me yet from doing it until I felt how uncomfortable it was. But you have to see these little examples. Or when you are, for example, in a line at the grocery store and somebody cuts in and you're, you know, really fuming inside, but you're not speaking up. You're not saying, you know, excuse me, I was here before, and just making yourself smaller. Another example of giving your power away. So being quiet, not allowing yourself to express yourself, not accepting yourself as who you are in these daily small situations, that's where you have to start. That's where you have to stand up and create a boundary within yourself and say, you know, I no longer be quiet. I no longer am the person who doesn't have a voice. I no longer will have to fit into certain kind of ideas in order to be acceptable. I am who I am in those small situations, and they will ripple out into the bigger situation.
When I, you know, think about the times in my life where giving my power away was something that I just did on a daily basis because I had bought into either a certain way of being or didn't really know how to say no. This really is such a, you know, such an incredible thing to really look at, personal power. You know, are we on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you know, are we at a 10 in our careers? Are we at a personal power 10 in our relationships? Are we at a personal power 10 in our finances? I mean, we could really look at every aspect of life. How about our friendships? You know, are we a personal power in 10? Right now, you know, we have a pop culture and we have sort of group pressure. I can't imagine being a teenager right now. I mean, I know we had a lot of pressure growing up, but tell me about what's happening with our teens and personal power.
Well, I think it's very hard, but it's not only the peer pressure amongst the teens. It's also the problem that there are so high expectations from the parents and the school side. It's like you are already at grade one, pretty much clear that you have to have all these perfect grades and all these extracurricular activities in order to be able to go to the Ivy League school that your parents think you should go. And I mean, there is so little time to have freedom and space to be yourself. You are asked to function. You're asked to do this and that. And at the end of the day, still there is the homework waiting for you. And I often, when I work with teens, I realize they're actually busier than I am. They have a much harder schedule than I have, and I don't know how they do it because they're still growing. Their subconscious is still trying to figure things out. They're still at a place where they wonder, who am I and what's the world about? And all the messages that they are getting is, well, you are only as good as your grades are or as good as you function in the system, as much as you're fitting in. And that creates a lot of stress and anxiety within themselves and not a connection to their self, not a connection to their inner foundation. And I work more and more with teenagers because I think these are the people of our future and what we are raising. And I'm not only talking about the parents, I'm talking about the system in general, is scary. This is not something that we want to have run the planet because these are people that are super stressed already in their 15, 16.
I know.
And that's why often there are drugs and alcohol such a big role, because it's the only place where they can numb out their overwhelming emotions.
It's extraordinary expectations. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here. Personal power. When we come back, we're going to talk about the comparison syndrome. Yeah, my sneakers are better than yours. My job's better than yours. My lawn is green and yours is not. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Wow. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, think about it. Think about asking the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror or the child in the mirror. I mean, think about the power of what Michael Jackson was singing about, you know, on asking for a change. The buck stops here. It does for so many of us. And the reason that I love doing this show, especially with people like Dr. Friedemann Chow, is because there really is an opportunity for all of us to really regain that sense of power one step at a time, one personal power moment at a time, and to do so without putting another person down. I mean, so often we take these actions at the expense of another. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, he is the founder of CellularWisdom.com, gifting everybody out there that can send the email to info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at CellularWisdom.com. We're going to give you that accelerator, and let's just mention for a minute what the accelerator is so people know what they're going to be getting.
Well, the accelerator is a tool that uses your entire body and your mind to implement and solidify a specific new belief that you want to make your own. Let's say you're believing that, you know, you're not good enough or you're not strong enough, and you want to just change that, and you want to have a belief that says, I can stand in my personal power. I appreciate myself. I believe in myself. So you would pick a belief that really is resonating with you. And with that tool, you can make that belief your second nature within a few weeks' time. All it takes is really to do it every day for about 5 minutes, and it really can change your life.
One of the things that also I wanted to talk about, and I said that before the show, when we're thinking about an accelerator, there is something we grow up with in society, and I don't know about other societies, but definitely ours. And I remember a point in time in my life, I owned a house in Montclair, New Jersey. And I remember I owned that house. I didn't have it very long, but I remember that it was so important for me to make sure my lawn was green. That everything was just right. You know what I'm saying? The house was right. Remodel the house, you know, just make the house look good. There was nothing wrong with this house. It wasn't falling apart. But there were some things that at the time in my life, I felt, oh my gosh, I can't have the only lawn on the block that looks horrible.
Well, and that's the comparison you were talking about.
And we do it every day, but we don't realize what the pressure is. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't value a nice lawn. But if we do things because we're other people are judging us and we're trying to please, people pleasing on your scale, people pleasing, where and how does that contribute to our personal power?
Major. And, you know, it reminds me of a person I worked with who he had a meeting with his peers and a manager, and he brought up a new idea, and he was excited about this idea. He thought it's going to change the company in some ways. But as soon as he stepped in there and wanted to present the idea, the doubt came in, and he was thinking all those negative thoughts, and he presented it. But then later on, he was just beating himself up and told himself all the stories about nobody was interested, they didn't take me seriously, they don't think that I'm smart enough. So I talked with him and said, you know, how could you think about the situation differently? How can you counterbalance this and have a different angle to it? And so he said, well, they didn't leave the room. I had ideas before that they actually liked. One person was nodding and looked interesting. And I stopped him and said, do you know what you're doing? You're still only looking at them. You're still looking at them as something that makes you feel better. You're still having your foundation outside of yourself. You're not saying, this idea is great because I believe in it. I know that I'm a smart person. I know that if this company doesn't want it, somebody else will take it. You have to bring your thoughts back to yourself and always ask yourself, what about me? What do I think about this? So what do you think about this lawn? Is it really important to you? Or is it more important for you to have a great day at the lake and relax? And what are things that really are in your value system and not in the value system of others? But it's so ingrained. And that's where the work that I'm offering comes in, where it's really about going to the deep subconscious programs that are held by unresolved emotions. See, when you grow up and you're told that you have to function and fit in, and you're told with enough emotional oomph, and you have created internally an insecurity and an anxiety around, what if I don't fit in? What if people reject me? That's something that will always, even now, make this kind of giving your power away possible. So you have to, if you are stuck in continuously giving your power away, continuously feeling powerless, you have to go to the subconscious patternings and you have to release them and you have to change them. And this is something that I think is beautiful to do because it doesn't take years. It doesn't take hundreds of sessions in order to really make a change. When you work with the subconscious, you can, within 6 to 8 sessions, make the biggest change in your life. But again, it takes commitment and it takes the courage to say yes to yourself.
And I want to make sure all of you know that, as always, Dr. Friedemann Schaub has a free telephone consultation that is offered to all of you listening to the show. Whether you're listening to the show in an archive or a download, please give him a shout at 866-903-6463. That is 866, that's toll free. 866-903-6463, and have a chat with him. He'll be able to help you. I want to ask you about triggers because we're talking about childhood and we're talking about it being ingrained. You know, for the most of my life, working my way up the corporate ladder really was really not an issue for me. I don't know why it wasn't. Pushing the mail cart and then slowly, step by step, getting the promotion here and there. Going back to school after that 25-year career, going back to school for an advanced degree brought me to my knees from a confidence point of view. And I didn't really understand it. You know, talking with you and listening to you, I really do now understand, you know, what that really brought to my knees process was about for me, the not good enough. It had to do with an earlier experience in schools. So we can excel, as I did, in one area of our lives and still have this power giving away thing in another area. And I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, it is amazing that I actually did finish that degree. It was so painful at some level.
And you believe not only that you're not good enough, you believe probably that you were not smart enough.
And they're really quick to tell you that. I mean, I've never really seen anything quite like the academic world at that level. But I got to understand it. It wasn't really personal. Everything that was said to me ultimately led me to create something really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, what do you do when you get that kind of feedback? I mean, what do you do when you get feedback very specific to something you've done or said? What do we do with that?
Well, you know, the feedback is not ultimately something that tells you that you're a failure. And it doesn't tell you that you're not good enough or that you're not smart enough. All it tells you that you have an opportunity to improve. And you, for example, have been more relying probably at that time on your hard work and going stepwise up the ladder than really believing that you have what it takes to
totally.
Academically succeed. Mm. And, you know, that's where we identify ourselves with one belief. And as you prove to yourself, that belief was not true. You could finish. And probably if you had this easy confidence inside that you would have had or that you had at the corporate ladder, it would have been much easier.
No kidding.
And you probably drained a lot of your mental energy on fretting about, oh, my God, can I actually do it, versus focusing on what you need to do. So what I feel is important is that this personal power is something that we all have inside.
Mm.
It doesn't come from the outside. Just because a professor tells you you're good enough doesn't give you more power. That power is inside of you. But when the professor told you you were good enough, you believed more in your power. Well, what if you would give yourself permission right from the start to say, it is a birthright for me to be my personal power. This is who I am. I have all the abilities. Maybe I have more strength in one area than in others, but there is an unlimited potential to grow and to learn with, and that's inside. And nobody outside of me needs to give me permission to use that. If you make that decision and add to it this little addendum that says, being in my personal power is not selfish. It's not something about being egocentric or it's all about me. Being in my personal power allows me to have a fulfilled life and share it then more with others. Then you have another incentive, because I hear often people saying, well, you know, should I really not be in my power? Is that really okay? Isn't it more important to serve and give others? And so personal power is really misunderstood as something, again, selfish or self-centered. And realizing, no, this is our birthright, and not living our personal power is a slow death.
It feels like that. You all know what we're talking about. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what does it mean to do something about it, how you can have personal power moments right now, not tomorrow, not next year, and what does it mean to feel the strength of that. The other question I really want to explore, do men have more personal power than women? Ouch. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
There's never been a better time for you to create the life you want. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. so thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
Yes, indeed. We got the feeling right here at the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we're hoping you get the feeling. We want to just inspire you to get that vibration going, to take a look at what may have held you back earlier today. Say goodbye to it. Start your day over like right now, because personal power is free. It truly doesn't cost anything. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, masterfully helping people across the globe step into their full and complete power. And boy, when you're there, you know it, you get it. Even for a nanosecond, if you experience it, you know what that personal power moment has been for you. And if you don't remember, give him a call, 866-903-6463. Have a chat with him, because he's going to remind you in the way that he does so wonderfully. I love this show today. This is a great conversation. Getting our power back, reminding ourselves of personal power, not being influenced. It's a big topic, though.
Absolutely, and it should be another show probably that we should talk about, because there is so much
so that much
we
more.
Haven't touched on
I know.
Yet. But what I wanted to talk about is now how we can change it. What can we actually do? And I think the first step is to make a contract with yourself that you being in your power is more important than being liked by others, than getting the approval from others, than having society tell you that you're good enough. Make a contract with yourself to realize that true fulfillment doesn't ever come from the outside. It really comes from the inside. And so many people, you know, you mentioned before, well, on a scale from 1 to 10, are you at that top of your career? Well, I have lots of people that I'm working with that are the top of their careers, and they're absolutely unfulfilled because they still don't feel that they're in their power. They still don't feel connected. They have reached all their goals. The beautiful house, the beautiful car. They're the CEOs of big companies, and they're still feeling, I'm not really connected to myself. Mm-hmm. And they realize true happiness doesn't come from all those achievements. It doesn't come from having thousands of people working for you. It comes from the inside. And that's something that's possible if you now have that job or not. You can be in a fulfilled place, but you have to start to make that commitment today. The next step is for you to watch, when do I give my power away? Make an inventory. Sit down and list all the activities that you have been doing in the course of last week or in the coming week, and notice when you are feeling that your mind goes into wondering, doubting yourself, insecurity, when you are taking things personally. Notice when your energy is contracting because you make yourself smaller. Notice when you're doing things that get you in resistance because you really don't want to do it. It's obligation. Just notice all those things and take an inventory. and then start to make a difference step by step. I had a client telling me that she felt really lonely, and she was in this class on a Saturday morning, and she knew she had nothing going on, but she felt really lonely on that day. But she didn't step up into her personal power and ask anybody after the class, do you want to go for coffee? Because she didn't want to appear vulnerable. And we talked about it. Mm. And what's really already in that moment, a commitment to herself, a step in the right direction, would be to say, I admit I have nothing else going on today. I would love to go out for a coffee and just chat and be okay with maybe people not having time, not taking it as a personal rejection, but feeling it as a win that she actually spoke up and said something about how she felt. Be her authentic self. That's the win. Whatever is the outcome is not really what matters. What is mattering is to have that expansion moment where she just has been herself and not trying to ashamed, feeling needy, hiding up in her house and not wanting to be seen. That's an example that you could make one difference in your life that ripples out into the rest of your life.
One of the things that I'm struck by, and I was just struck by this today because I got an announcement, and I might as well let everybody know right now, we actually got confirmation that part of the Extraordinary Speaker Series this year is going to be Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And you want to talk about personal power. It's really interesting that you picked this topic, and at the same time, Shirley MacLaine is going to be part of the Speaker Series. And I am sort of the opening remarks. I'm the one that they call me the opening act for all of the Speaker Series. And I thought about this, and I got really scared. And then I thought about Shirley MacLaine. This is somebody that the pinnacle of her career, Hollywood, right? A very famous brother. And all of a sudden now, she's in this direction of what? Metaphysical work? I mean, I can only imagine what it took for her to say yes to what her true calling at the time was. So aren't you really talking about all of us shifting from that no to that yes? And it doesn't have to be a Shirley MacLaine moment, so to speak. But there are small steps that each of us get to take to make that difference.
You know, and one step that probably Shirley MacLaine had to take was to not take it personally when 90% of Hollywood was shaking their heads and saying, no, she's totally nuts. What is she doing? And that's, again, another decision that can make a huge difference in your life. And so, you know, finding your personal power, as I said before, it may require for you to dig deep and deprogram old patterns and limiting beliefs. But you can make today a change already. Go to Starbucks today. Sit somewhere in these crowded areas and start a conversation and see that you can be yourself to a stranger. And you don't have to hide out. Notice that you can be recognized and that you can be in your power. Go to your spouse and start talking about a topic that you have avoided, something that you felt like, well, you know, whenever she comes in, I better turn off the TV because she doesn't like what I watch. Talk about that and talk about how there are areas where you make yourself smaller and see that just expressing this may open up a conversation and a deeper connection. Don't just give in and avoid being yourself. Make a difference right now and just notice that the little steps lead the way to your personal power.
What a great show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Hey, please give out your toll-free number again, because there are a lot of people thinking, okay, maybe I need a little help to take that first step. I know every first step I've ever taken, I've had somebody hold my hand. I really can think about that, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, or otherwise. Let's give out your toll-free number. And we do need to do another show to talk about some other things we didn't get to today.
866-903-6463 is a toll-free number, 866-903-6463. And the website is cellularwisdom.com.
And more information about Shirley MacLaine coming up in our newsletter. If you haven't signed up for a newsletter, please do so. And for more information from you, they could go to cellularwisdom.com. And to get the accelerator, just send Dr. Schaub an email at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at cellularwisdom.com. To sign up for our newsletter, to find out about the next show with Dr. Friedemann and how we're going to continue that next step of personal power, just go to our website, drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We don't do anything. Neither one of us does anything strange with your emails. We just want to say that. But send you information that you're interested in. Remember, until next time, you truly have personal power. Thank you so much, Dr. Schaub, for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Great show, Personal Power. You can take it back. It's not going to cost you anything, but think about the cost for not taking it back. Each and every one of us has a journey that can point to that. Today is your day to declare yourself a sense of freedom. As Dr. Friedemann Schaub has said, that personal power is within you. You don't need a pill, potion, or lotion to have it come to the surface to change your life. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.